Okay, Dr. Jeffrey Copen is back with us today, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Copen, I heard you had a couple days off. Maybe you got to enjoy yourself a little bit. You've been working so hard, and we appreciate you. Did you get away at all? What did you do?
I did, Anna. Was able to go visit my granddaughters out on the East Coast, and
nice.
It was my mother, Mom, this is a shout-out to you. It was her birthday, and Mom came too, and she got to celebrate her birthday with her great-granddaughter. So it was really wonderful. And needless to say, Anna, another wonderful reason why we all should get vaccinated.
Yeah. How old is Mrs. Copen, the birthday girl?
She turned 84, and she's very proud of that.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys were able to get together. That is so cool.
With traveling, we were able to celebrate with her great-granddaughters on the East Coast. We flew back to Chicago. We went immediately to my daughter's house, and she got to celebrate her birthday with two more great-grandchildren in the evening. So how wonderful is that?
What a birthday present. My gosh, that is so cool. It's good to hear. Hey, Dr. Copen, I want to ask your perspective here now that we've heard from the CDC. We've got some rules and relaxation of the masks, mask rules for outdoors. What can you tell us?
Well, first of all, how great to get the announcement today from CDC when we're having such a beautiful day here in Chicago, right? Everybody get outside.
How about it?
I've been waiting for this. Anna, we've been talking about it. And when we're outside, we're safe, particularly those of us who are fully vaccinated. And there's no need to wear masks unless you're just with a ton of people. Like, you know, I don't think we're going to have full-fledged Lollapalooza. And I know that you and Pete are big Lollapalooza fans.
I used to be. You know, I hate to tell you how many years ago.
Mm-hmm. You know, to be jammed in with thousands of people, even outside, that's probably not a great thing. That would need masks. But for the routine types of activities that we all do outside, CDC announced today what we all knew. We don't need to wear masks. And that's fantastic. You're out for a walk. You're out for a run. You're bike riding. There's no need to wear a mask. You're at the beach. You don't need to wear a mask. That's what they're telling us today. And that obviously is really good news. And this is for people who are fully vaccinated. So it's just yet again another good reason to go out and get vaccinated if you're not vaccinated yet.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, it's interesting because you look at it as certain, if some people have been sort of sitting on the fence, like saying, hey, I don't want to deal with all how hard it is to get a vaccine or something, this may say, you know what, this is the time to do it. And it might be a motivator in that way. Doesn't it relax rules for people who are unvaccinated, too? They just, according to the CDC, shouldn't get the same sort of, I guess there are different restrictions, but still some relaxation,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, so someone who's not vaccinated can visit with people who are vaccinated. That will work. The one caveat is somebody who's at high risk, should they get COVID. So somebody who's immunocompromised for some reason, somebody who's very elderly, who has not been vaccinated, that's a different category, and those people need to be very careful. But otherwise, a CDC is now saying that an unvaccinated person can visit with vaccinated people indoors without concern. So that's, you know, that's a good thing. We've been talking about that too for several weeks, and I'm glad to see that CDC confirms that in their estimation it's okay.
Okay, but at this point, do you see like graduation ceremonies? I know there was a story in the Tribune today about how they were hoping hoping that maybe Soldier Field could be used. Do you see that kind of scale, larger scale thing happening if people are vaccinated this summer?
Yeah, you know, I think it can be done outdoors. You could use a football stadium. A high school could use a football stadium. We still wouldn't want to jam people all together. I think we'd still want people to wear masks if they're close together. But I don't see why it couldn't be done outside. I'm sure the high schools are all thinking about this, what they might be able to do this year to have a real graduation, what that might look like. And I would say based on what CDC guidance is today, assuming that the Illinois Department of Public Health would agree, the city of Chicago Department of Public Health would agree, we probably could think about doing some things outdoors for graduation.
Mm-hmm. Remind me, Dr. Copen, if you've been vaccinated, you can still spread COVID, or is it less likely to happen?
Yeah, it's much less likely to happen. So we know there are people who are vaccinated who do get infected. Let's say the vaccine's 95% effective to keep us from getting infected. That still means 5% of people can get infected, right? So it's going to happen, and nobody should panic or think that the vaccines don't work when you hear about these so-called breakthrough infections. That's expected, and it's going to happen. Somebody like that who has been vaccinated and gets infected could potentially give the virus to somebody else. We don't know that for certain, but it's certainly within the realm of the possible. I do think, though, that risk is very, very low.
Okay. I don't know if you heard the bottom of the hour newscast, the India situation there. It's just so concerning. 323,000 new cases, 100 people dying every hour. A dire situation there. And I know there's a lot of help pouring there from all over the world. But I just, what happens here, Dr. Copeland? It seems really concerning.
Yeah, you know, it was like a month ago, the Indians thought that they were done with the virus. A month ago. And it's just whatever it is that happened there, and there's lots of explanations that are flying around, and I think it's important that we show some humility here and say we really don't understand exactly what the Indian situation is due to. We know there's been, you know, there were lots of big public gatherings, religious gatherings, and political gatherings. People are pointing to those. There's some new variants in India that might have something to do with this. And it's also a country of over a billion people. You know, it's just a very big, well-populated country. So they're really in a world of hurt right now. I'm happy to see help starting to come from the rest of the world. This, you know, India seems far away to us, but it's really important, Anna, for all of us to realize how important it is that the world help. What happens in India absolutely can affect the rest of the world with variants, mutations that can occur in a situation like that. So we want to get help to India. I know that the Biden administration is talking about releasing some of the raw materials that are needed to make vaccine. Did you know that India is the world's largest producer of vaccines? Hmm. It's really important that India gets its production of vaccines to the greatest amount it can, both for India and for the rest of the world. So I think we're going to be watching the India story very closely for the foreseeable future. And again, the point is it's important for the whole world that we do that.
Yeah, I'll say, and I just startling statistics out of there, and they're not just statistics, of course, they're people, and it's really, really concerning. It's good to see the world trying to help out there. Hey, there's something, Dr. Copeland, we talked about yesterday with the dentist on the show. He was mentioning that people are just not coming back to the dentist. They have like this huge decline post-COVID, and maybe some of that, he said, was because people are afraid that they got a lot of things wrong because they haven't been to the dentist. They don't want to deal with it, or just that it's sort of like, you know, busy lives and trying to get things back on track, and people aren't doing that. It's not just the dentist, though. They're talking about just all specialties are sort of seeing this slow resuming of, you know, getting checked up, you know, doing those proactive sort of checkups that can really help your health down the line. Are you seeing that over at Northwestern, and can you speak to that for us?
Yeah, we know that there's patients who've put off coming in for necessary procedures and doctor's appointments. The good news is for us within Northwestern Medicine, we're back to our pre-COVID volumes in the clinic and in our operating room. So that's a really good thing. But we know that there's still a lot of folks out there that have not yet come back. And I think that's what the dentist was likely referring to. You know, when it comes to dentistry, people should understand that with the safeguards that the dentist and the dental hygienists are taking, it's safe for you to go. And if it's time for you to go get your routine dental checkup and cleaning, please go do that because that's really important for your overall health. And they're prepared. Your dentist is well prepared for you to come. If you haven't had a woman who hasn't had her screening mammogram or somebody's been waiting to have a colonoscopy, go ahead and get those things scheduled. We have this down. We know how to do it safely. It's really important that people get those routine things done, because we don't want a situation over the next couple of years where we start to see a lot of advanced disease come in because people didn't get the routine screening exams done. Let's get that done soon.
Yeah, that's a great important reminder. Hey, 42% of the U.S. population has received at least one dose. We're on our way, and the CDC is now indicating, hey, we're at a turning point. Do you feel, how would you put it, Dr. Cope? And you're always good with this stuff. Where are we in this?
Yeah, I agree. First of all, I'm thrilled to see Dr. Fauci this morning saying even he is optimistic that we're getting to that good point. We're going to see even better things occur over the next couple of weeks. We see that the positivity rate is coming down. I think it's like 14% lower now than it was last week. That's great news. We have a ton of people who've been vaccinated, more and more people every day getting vaccinated. So we're going to see that positivity rate continue to come down. So I think we're in a good place, as we expected. You know, we're now coming to the end of April. We were really hopeful that by the time we got to May, we would be in a better place. And I think, Anna, we really are seeing that. So I think we should be optimistic. There's one thing, though, I really want to stress today. I was reviewing the people that we have in the hospital right now who have COVID. And the one thing they have in common, they were not vaccinated. They chose not to be vaccinated. Now they're in the hospital. So those of you out there who are listening to us today, if you've not been vaccinated, please get vaccinated. We don't want you to be hospitalized. We don't want you to get sick. This virus is still very, very dangerous. We're not out of the woods. And the vaccine is what's going to get us through this. Get yourself vaccinated. It is safe. If you have questions about the vaccine, please find somebody you can trust. Maybe your personal physician, a nurse that you know. Get your questions answered so you can feel confident and comfortable about getting vaccinated.
Important stuff, Dr. Copen. Thanks for that reminder. It's good talking with you. I hope you get a chance to get outside and enjoy some of this warm weather.
Yes, I'm going to walk over to my clinic right now, and on the way, yes, I'm going to walk outside, Anna. Yeah, everybody get outside. No masks. Isn't that great? Enjoy.
Isn't it?
But get yourself vaccinated, please, if you haven't been yet.
Awesome. Thanks, Dr. Copen. Enjoy the day.